Today, the Fed spoke, and the markets, well, they tanked. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 5th day of January. Thanks, as always, for being with us, everybody. Could 3D printing be the answer to the U.S. housing shortage? Michael Gartner, former president of NBC News, recently sold the Iowa Cubs AAA baseball team. What he did next was a shock for many. Starbucks and unions made the news. At-home COVID tests just got more expensive, if you can find them. Is the supply chain trouble behind us? We've got a report. Also, the Wall Street numbers, and it looks like the metaverse is off to a slow start. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. Focusandfind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
As always, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and as always, we also would like you to follow us on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the stock market tanked minutes after the release of the Federal Reserve's most recent meeting showed that the central bank could become more aggressive about removing stimulus and reducing its balance sheet as it looks to combat high levels of inflation. Forbes is reporting that the Fed will be raising interest rates later this year, depending on how the economic recovery progresses. Strong payroll data had initially boosted markets earlier in the session after ADP's December employment report showed 807,000 jobs added last month, well above the 375,000 expected by economists. Those numbers from Wall Street, I'll share those with you in just a bit. There is a severe affordable housing shortage in the United States, and it is most acute among the working poor. NBC News is reporting that according to a March 2020 report by the National Low-Income Housing Coalition, extremely low-income renters, households with incomes at or below the poverty level, face a housing shortage of 7 million available and affordable rental homes. The report also found that the lack of affordable housing is prevalent in communities of color, with 71% of Black extremely low-income renters spending more than half of their income on housing. Well, now enter technology. Habitat for Humanity has partnered with a New York-based 3D printing firm in building a new home. 40% of the home can be built this way in just 6 months. Habitat for Humanity said the organization adopted this method of building to meet the need to innovate while also keeping high-quality homes affordable. It costs roughly $150,000 to construct a typical home with wood. By using concrete to construct homes with a 3D printer, it saves up to 15% on building costs. According to the story, using 3D printing to build homes provides a number of benefits, including a decrease in construction time due to the machine's efficiency. During the process, concrete is extruded from a large machine into layers that form the walls, foundation, and footing of the home. While the machine is printing, it requires little supervision or staff on site, which prevents injuries and save costs on workers' compensation and workers' salary. And concrete, by the way, of course, is far less expensive than, say, wood. It's an interesting concept, and Habitat for Humanity has just completed their first 1,200-square-foot prototype that has 3 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. It is a pretty neat story. Talking about good stories, check this one out. Michael Gartner is a familiar name in the world of media. He began his career in journalism in the sports department of the Des Moines Register at the age of 15. Eventually, he became page one editor of the Wall Street Journal, editor and president of the Des Moines Register, general news executive of the Gannett Company and USA Today, editor of the Louisville Courier-Journal, and president of NBC News. Gartner won the Pulitzer Prize for editorial writing for his editorials about community issues when he returned to Ames, Iowa, from New York. Now, and between all of that, he was also the owner of the Iowa Cubs, a AAA baseball team located in Des Moines. Recently, Gartner sold the team to event giant Endeavor. This week, according to a story in the Des Moines Register, Gartner gathered all the team's employees in a sports lounge at Principal Park for a surprise. Saying he was passing out business cards, the envelopes actually contained payroll checks totaling $600,000. Gartner and his partners were sharing profits of the club's sale to all 23 full-time staff members of the team. Everyone, including the club's custodian, was getting a check based off the number of years they worked for the team. Every employee got $2,000 for every year they had been there, even as interns. I know Michael Gartner, and this is just another example in a very long list of incredible things he has done for others. I thought you might enjoy some good news. If you remember last month, employees at a Starbucks in Buffalo, New York voted to form a union. Now there are rumblings this could be a national trend. Business Insider is reporting there are reported union campaigns going on in Arizona, Boston, New York, Seattle, Knoxville, Tennessee, Chicago, and Bloomfield, Colorado. Workers have started to flex their muscle and look to unions to help them gain better wages and benefits. Union activity in the U.S. is at its strongest point in decades, and there have been strikes at Kellogg's and John Deere that have resulted in major union wins. So, is this a trend going to happen? Stay tuned. At-home COVID test kits are not only hard to find, and now what you can find is getting more expensive. CBS News is reporting that retailers Kroger and Walmart are raising prices on scarce over-the-counter rapid COVID-19 tests after both companies fulfilled pledges to offer Abbott Laboratory kits to consumers at cost for 100 days, forgoing any profits during that initial sales period. Last year, Kroger and Walmart and Amazon agreed to sell the tests at cost or at a discount of up to 35% for 3 months, in an effort to expand testing options for Americans. Without the markups, the kits sold through select retail outlets and contained two test kits for consumers at $14. Well, now those same kits, if you can find them, run anywhere from between $20 to $23. American consumers have been dealing with supply chain issues for months. Grocery stores have seen empty shelves. Toy stores ahead of Christmas didn't have many of the hot items of the season. Lumber prices were incredibly high, and lumber, of course, was scarce. Well, now a report from Business Insider indicates we may have turned a corner. The New York Fed unveiled a new index which combines different metrics of data from across the supply chain to establish a clearer picture of the situation. And what did the data reveal? In a blog post, the New York Fed said the results suggest that global supply chain pressures, while still historically high, have peaked and might start to moderate somewhat going forward. In October of last year, a group of Jefferies analysts estimated that at that point the crisis had likely peaked and things would significantly improve by mid-2022. Other experts offered a gloomier outlook, however. They anticipated that supply chain challenges would last another 2 years, and several major retailers say they're expecting delays and shortages to last well into this year. The U.S. major indexes took a bath today as investors worry that the Federal Reserve may respond more aggressively to rising inflation, more aggressively than had been at least anticipated. Markets opened higher on the back of the ADP jobs report that said hundreds of thousands of new jobs were created beyond what had been expected. But then came the Fed's statement and things quickly went south. The Dow ended the day off by 392 points to close at 36,407, while the Nasdaq, that's had back-to-back losses, shed 522 points to end the day at 15,100, and the S&P 500 lost 92 points to close at 4,700 even. Tech giants, including Apple, Facebook, and Google, all saw their stock drop. Oil, by the way, was up by 1% to $77.85 a barrel, giving ExxonMobil and Chevron gains. Watch those gas prices. And finally, there is this. Call it what you will, but it seems that the metaverse is off to a slow start. Futurism is reporting that Meta put on 3 virtual reality concerts in December, but few fans noticed. The lineup, put together by the company formerly known as Facebook, included rapper Young Thug on December 26 and DJ David Guetta and the Chainsmokers on New Year's Eve. Guetta tallied the most views with 1 million, but Young Thug had only 100,000. And the Chainsmokers? Well, that performance did so poorly, it appears to have been removed from Facebook. Those numbers are practically non-existent when compared to the 78 million Fortnite users who watched Ariana Grande last October. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour once again is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.